now goes back.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on, everybody? This your boy DJ Locura alongside Cristina, el presidente, the queen of the dancehall, Regina, and the man with the bands, Ru Bands. And we are Spark Up PVD.
Ow, ow.
What's up, what's up, what's up? What's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing today?
So I was having a sad girl moment today at work, and I'm just happy to be here.
What? Wow.
You know.
So what you're saying is you're never happy to be here. Is that
Wait a minute now. Hold on. That's not what I'm saying. But yo, like I went into work. It was nice. It was like drizzling a little bit. And then I left work and it was dark. And then I got sad. I was a sad girl. It was sad girl central.
Wow.
You know?
That's deep.
Yo, it's getting greasy out here. It's dark. Like, it's look, it's dark right now. It's not. It's like five.
Black.
It's official.
Daylight savings. Seasonal depression is about to come through.
Yeah, it's been here for me. I left my keys in the ignition today with the car on while I was in class for 2 hours.
Yo.
It's the weather.
You got gas to burn.
What?
She got money.
No, it wasn't like running. It was like just on for the radio.
Oh, like your battery was going.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
But anyway.
That's crazy.
Besides that, today we have a guest.
Special guest in the building.
Hey, what's going on?
And he is an aspiring actor.
Yep.
Dancer.
Okay.
Anything else we're missing?
Nah, that's it.
We have Mr. Brian Fernandez in the house.
Yeah, what up? Balazo for Brian.
Yes.
What's up, man? Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me, man.
So tell us, how's it going today? What's up? What are you doing this week? What do you have coming up?
Well, hold on. Before you go that, tell them who you are, man. Let the people know.
I know. Do your own little intro. Let the people know.
It's your name. Where you're from?
Your zodiac sign.
Your social security number too. You know.
You don't have to say it a lot. You can just slip it over to one of us.
Facts.
Nah. My name is Brian Fernandez. I'm from Providence, Rhode Island. I'm an actor and a dancer. And yeah, that's really it, man.
That's it.
Favorite
dancing
color is
life.
Red.
Acting is life.
Okay. We'll take it.
That's what's up, man.
Tell us what inspires you to act.
Well, when I was a kid, it's kind of weird.
I got you.
Sure.
Go on.
I'm sorry. Oh, so when I was a kid, my mom used to never let me out the house. I was young. I was like 11, 12. And I used to watch this movie. My cousin, you know, so we couldn't go out. So we had no choice but to watch TV.
Okay.
So he was watching this movie called The Matrix. And I was watching it. I was like, dang.
Well, that's a good one.
Dang, I want to do that. Like, this is crazy. So I wasn't really like acting at that moment. I was more dancing, and then a friend of mine hit me up to do like a film with him, and I did it. So I was like, yo, you know what, I could probably do this shit.
Yeah,
so I started.
So
okay,
were you gonna say
no go ahead? I'm just agreeing with him.
So why, because you dance and you act, mm-hmm. why are you taking acting more serious? What happened? When did you decide like I want to act more than I want to dance?
I started losing love for dancing, not fully, but like it wasn't something that I like to do anymore. It's just something, you know, like, how can I say? Like, it's just, I just have fun with it. It's not something that, like, I'm like, dang, I got to learn this choreography. Mm. Like, I'm not one of those dancers. It's just like, you know, I'm just having fun. So, but acting, I don't know. I like to express emotion, man. I like to tell a story. Dancing, it's, you really have to pay attention when they're telling stories. Like, really be detailed on what they're doing. Acting, you hear it, you watch it, you're more like, anybody could watch and get the story. Dancing, you have to really be more observant with what's going on.
Okay. And you were talking about The Matrix. So yeah. Was Keanu Reeves one of your favorite actors, or did that just open your eyes to acting?
Nah, that just opened my eyes to acting. My favorite actor is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's
a that's a good one.
Good
yeah, he's
one.
Great.
Those are some big shoes to fill. Okay?
Oh, absolutely. He's great, man. Seriously.
The real question is, are you ready to fill shoes like that?
Honestly, nah. I like the journey. I think people really want it now. Mm-hmm. I'm more into keeping it than just getting it and letting it go. Right. So like I'm enjoying the journey right now. I like learning. So I'm just, you know, basically just learning and learning and learning. I think I could, like, if they do put me on TV, I think I'll be able to hold it, and I think I will be able to attract the audience with what I know right now. But as of his level, no, that takes time. That takes a lot of time.
So you're saying you keep learning and learning. What have you learned so far as opposed to when you first started?
I learned a lot, man. I learned how to basically, if I'm doing a scene with you, kind of not focused at the cameras there. That takes a little bit to learn, you know? True. That takes like going. Even right now, like I'm not acting, but right now I know that camera's on me and I'm thinking like, dang, this camera's on me. You know what I mean? But when I'm acting, it's different because I'm in the mode. I'm in the process of about the film. But so, I learned that. I learned there's something called the process. It's something a lot of actors don't do.
Okay.
And that actors really need to start doing, which is not only memorizing your lines, memorizing your actions, memorizing, like, say I'm picking this up, right? It's so detailed. It's like, say I'm picking this up. Why am I picking this up? Everything, every movement has a reason why. Like, why are you doing this? And also making a backstory to your character. So since, say, you give me a character, your job, say you're a director, your job is not to give me a backstory to this character. That's my job. I make that. So I will sit down, and I have a notebook, and I'll write, my name is Jose Fernandez. I am from Providence, Rhode Island. I am 5'7". I like to drink soda. I walk with a limp. I do this. So detailed. You gotta be so detailed at everything. And then once you get that, then you start getting into this character and you start not basically being yourself. You're like someone else. So yeah, I started to learn that.
I feel like that with that, you gotta be careful with that, because the way you mention it, the only people that I could think of that went really into character are the people who played the Joker on the Batman movies.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, you ever think about that maybe you don't want to get too crazy on that. Have you done any roles yet where you're like really into character, like from the moment even after you leave this?
Nah, that's something totally different. Playing like characters like the Joker, like that's an iconic character. Like that's very, very iconic. Heath Ledger, he did it to the extreme. Like he locked himself in a dark room. He wrote a notebook. Like he did it to the extreme. Yeah. Like practicing, like. Nah, I wouldn't be.
Even take it back to Jack Nicholson back in the 80s. He did the same thing too, where he was like really mentally
into that character.
Yeah.
Nah, I never picked up a role like that. I wouldn't mind to, but I won't go to that extent to where I lose personally myself. Like no. Like I wanna come back
to Brian.
To reality and to myself, yeah.
So Marvel calls you right now, says, yo, we want you to try out for this role. Let's say, for example, you're Venom. I want you to try out for Venom. What would your response be? Being that you have to, you know, lock yourself.
Lock myself into that character. Venom's a different character. I'm not really of a Marvel, like, comic book person. I do like comic book, but not to the extent where, like, you could give me guesses and a quiz and I'm answer everything correctly. Venom, I don't think Venom... I can't really compare Venom's character to a Joker character. Venom is more, I don't know, like, I can't really explain. It's not really that far. Like, you're not going far-fetched. Like, you're still evil, but you're not going to the extent, like, where you got to make up your own laugh and you got to really get demonic in your head, you know what I mean? Personally, I don't think I would even want to play Venom. Venom's he's a taller guy. You know, when you picture Venom, you think of him like big, brolic motherfucker. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like someone like Tom Hardy. Like Tom Hardy's playing Venom right now. Yep. So Tom Hardy, he's a perfect image for them. He's big, he's strong, he's tall. You know what I mean? Like he has that look. Right now, personally, I even have asked my screensaver. It's crazy. I have
my phone, bro. This guy got right here. He's too busy, man.
No.
So I have Miles Morales as my screensaver, because that's a character I want to play. Miles Morales is a black version of Spider-Man.
Oh, wow. No, I never even heard of that.
That's something new.
Spider-Man universe is very diverse.
it's pretty dope. Miles Morales.
So when you start picking up, when you're looking for scripts or looking for tryouts, what is the process that you go through? Like, do you stop and look at what's closest? Do you look at roles? Do you look... Like, what are the requirements for you when you're looking for something? Like, what's your goal?
as a, like looking for a role like to play. I'm not in the, honestly, my career is not on the level to be like, nah, I can't do that. Nah, I can't do that. Nah, I can't be a projector. I gotta be like, you want me to do that? I'll do it. You want me to do that? All right, I'll do it. So like, I'm not picky. I'll just be like, yeah, whatever. I'll do whatever. As long as it's not like too like crazy. But yeah, I'll be like, yeah, I'll do it.
What's not too crazy?
Too crazy, like fucking like, can I swear on this?
Yeah, go for it, man.
You already did.
You dropped two bombs already. Let's keep it going.
Probably like, sound like nudity and shit like that. Not like
you're gonna
like
have
that.
To start getting open. The world is changing.
I know.
I mean, not like I your don't booty. Mind taking off my shirt. I mean, like
your booty's
like
gonna have to
porn
be out.
And shit like wow. that. Like,
yeah, be careful.
I mean, you gotta if you ever take a look at the acting that's done on HBO and Showtime, they show a lot of skin, like Power, Ballers is another show. Game of Thrones is another one. So I'm just saying, man, if it gets to that extreme, you're going to be like, nice, so wait a minute.
I think the question we have to ask you is, is money an importance to you? Like, you're saying nudity is too far, but if somebody gives you $5 million right now, you won't do it?
But nudity can be tasteful.
I mean,
it doesn't have
it
to be, like, really aggressive.
Nudity. It's not like, I mean nudity as, like, straight porn. Like, I'm talking about, like, straight, like, porn.
Like, 50 like, Shades of Grey? Because that's, like, not
that's
porn.
That's not really nudity. That's not really new. Like, the most they show, I mean, the females, like, to the breast show, but, like, the male, like, his privates are showing. It's more of, like, the back area.
Oh, yeah, they never
that's
show
that's
that,
not
though.
Really, like, I'll be like, yeah, whatever, that's whatever. Like, I don't care, I'll do that.
So you'll show the booty.
Yeah.
But not the tootie. We get it.
Yeah, but at that point, it's porn, I'm pretty sure.
Soft porn, soft.
He be on the late night channels.
Yeah, HBO. BT After Dark.
Live nice soul.
So how have people reacted to you wanting to go into acting as a profession? Like your family, your friends, like people who have known you and your creativity growing up or just along the way? Like how have people reacted? Like are you getting good reviews? Are people kind of like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Right now I'm getting like good reviews. In the beginning, no, not at all. Even my mom, like I called out of work because she got me the job. I don't work there anymore. She got me the job. I called out of work. It was like the first month, so I could have got like fired. I called out of work and I went to audition to get this role for Nature Valley. It was a commercial. And I'm like, dang, no, I'm not gonna go. Tell the manager I'm not gonna go. She was like, no, you have to come in. Stop. She said, She said, you gotta start thinking of things that are real. So just trying to say the dream wasn't real. So I'm like, okay, so this isn't real. Okay, cool. I went, did the audition. They called me back. Got the commercial.
Okay.
And then I ended up making mad money. So I was like, so this isn't real? I get like chills talking
about
this. You showed her that check. You were like, tell me, this isn't real? Demon.
She was like, oh, you know Spanish. I was like, mira. I started showing the whole family. Like, mira, oh my God. Este niño tiene, mira.
Was this a phone call or is this a text message that she told the dream was not real?
Oh, no, this was on the phone.
Oh, yeah. You got to call like your provider, your carrier, and be like, listen, I need this recording. I need to save this. On, that way.
It's back for me.
Wow. You know,
so
but
it was great, man.
But to defend that, you know, our parents... If you're a first generation American,
excuse me,
your mom was born in
like, no, she's from Dominican Republic.
All right, so you're first generation American. So a lot of the parents that do come here, they don't see these things that we do as as an actual thing. They're like, oh, stop dreaming, you'll be okay.
Yeah,
get a job, be a doctor, you know, something like that.
I think it's more about the money. People see when you're chasing a dream and you're investing in it more than probably you're getting from it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, if this is not paying the bills, then it can't be real.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, what are you doing with your life? So do you ever get discouraged?
Like, all the time.
Or do you ever think twice?
All the time, even right now at this current moment, honestly. Like, I get discouraged. Man, it's a journey, though. It really is. It's a journey. I'm sure, like, you guys just move locations, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you probably got discouraged a little bit. Like, why isn't this working? Like, why am I going to another location? Like, what the hell? But, you know, look at you have a location. I never seen the other one, but this is pretty tight. This is dope. So, you know.
That'll be another episode. How we got here.
Let's not get crazy, okay?
So, how do you pick yourself up when you feel discouraged?
It's just time, really.
Time heals?
Yeah, it's really like, I'm hard-headed, man. Like, you can't, that's the thing that's really bad on me. I'm really hard headed. So like, you can't tell me something that like that is gonna fix my mood. Like you'll be like, it's gonna be okay, and in my head I'm just like, it's not right now. Like it's not okay right now. Like I have like, I'm 21. I'm not trying to be 45 chasing my dream. Like I'm not trying to be 50 chasing my dream. Like this is not okay. Like I need, like, you know what I mean? But like then at the same time, like I enjoy the journey. I enjoy it, but it's like when you get knocked down hard, you get knocked down hard, and that's what sucks.
So what keeps you going? Do you want to be known as like the best actor in the world? Do you want to make your mom proud? Do you want to prove everybody wrong? What's your motive?
Basically everything you just said, like being not the best actor in the world, but I want to be the best actor I could possibly be. So like when I people be like, yo, like, you know, like, how can I say, like, I'd be like, I want to be the greatest. But it's not like I want to be the greatest to a cocky point. I'm talking to myself. Like if I say I want to be the greatest, I'm literally looking at me. Like I want to be the greatest. And I follow something called the law of attraction. So I feel like everything you say in the air, it just happens. So I'm just like, I want to be the greatest. Like I end up telling my sister, I'm like, you know, I'm talking to my sister. I'm just like, listen. And this is when things are going like, you know, like pretty good. Like not the greatest, but it was going all right. Like I was like, listen, I want to be one of the best actors in Rhode Island. Coming out of Rhode Island, like I'm gonna be the best actor coming out of Rhode Island. She was like, here you go again, cocky. I'm like, no. I'm like, listen, this is something I want to tell the universe. Like, I want to be the greatest actor to ever come out of Rhode Island. Like, I want to be next to Viola Davis. You know what I mean? Like, it's just my dream. So,
yeah. That's a good goal.
So tell us a little bit about this series that we caught a sneak peek of this trailer on YouTube with Gonzo.
Yeah.
Tell us about how that experience was acting.
It was great. They flew me out to St. Louis.
Okay.
It was I'm scared of planes, bro. Oh my god.
What? Well, if you plan on acting,
boy, if you gonna keep acting, you better.
Oh my gosh, you guys been on planes before?
Yeah.
Oh man,
you guys are not scared of planes?
Oh, I'm terrified.
Let me tell you, I had
you're
to
terrified. Terrified, but I have to do it. I had to go to DR. I was like, my god.
So what do? You just like,
oh, I hold the person's hand next to me, even if it's
complete
a stranger.
Completely.
I'd be like, can I hold your hand? You know, I really do it.
I'm gonna
know damn well she ain't holding nobody's hand.
Sure did. Even though they're strangers.
Chewing gum and praying.
Listen, the key, I'm gonna give you guys some pointers. If you're scared of planes, or at least flying them, you take a NyQuil liquid or pills. The liquid works better. And knock out for the whole flight.
Good job, Rob.
That's it.
I'm not finna be spiraling out on no NyQuil. I'm just gonna hold somebody's hand.
That's crazy.
So yeah, tell us. You got flew out to St. Louis. Was that like your first time on a plane too?
Nah, when I was a kid, I went to like Florida. My dad was in Florida.
Okay.
He was in Florida. So I've been on a plane. It's weird because when I was a kid, I was not scared. I was cool. I had the window open and shit. I'm looking out the window.
Whoa. You were brave then.
I was brave young. But now I'm like,
you a pansy then.
Sweating. I'm like,
kids are fearless though. That's why.
So
I flew out there. It was a cool experience. Definitely inspiring experience.
Okay.
Definitely, you see your acting from different eyes, not only the people you work with here, different set of eyes, different vibe, different crowd. So I definitely went in there with my A game. The character wasn't too far-fetched. It wasn't too difficult. It wasn't like a big challenge. The challenge was going there and performing. That was the challenge, going out there and be like, nigga, I'm from Rhode Island. This is what we do. Like, you know, we get busy. So that was more of the challenging thing. And also, like, I was playing I was playing like a homosexual. So I had to kiss a male. That was like the hardest part. I was like,
In Gonzo.
That's really
We bad. Only saw the trailer and that
I know we only got to
see the trailer, so it didn't get much detail, but
yeah, it's
well, we know something now.
Wow.
How was that experience for you though? Yeah. Like, did you know that prior to going out there? Like, they had already sent you the script and everything, so you already knew like the character was homosexual guy?
Yeah, I knew. He sent me the script and I did the audition, and then he hired me, and then before I did the audition, you know, he gave me the script. He gave me like the first episode, and he was like, pick which one you want to audition for. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm reading it. I'm like, this is before I knew like he was homosexual. I was like, well, he's bisexual. I'm going, I'm like, LaVon. I like this guy. He's pretty dope. He's a basketball player. He's down a scholarship. Like, I'll probably play him. So we're going down. You know, me and Alyssa, we read the whole thing. And then we'll go back. We read it again. I'm like, wait, Kiss. Wait, hold on. Wait, is he gay? And then she was like, yeah, I think he's gay. I'm like, damn.
Whoa.
I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. So I hit him up. I'm like, yo, do they kiss? And he was like, yeah. That still didn't stop me. Like, I was still, like, discouraged. Like, should I do this? Should I not do it? What are people going to think about me? Blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, you know what? I don't give a F. I auditioned for it, and, you know, we ended up doing it. But I had to fly back to do that one scene because me and the actor, we was like, listen, we got to find a way to dodge this. Like, we got to find a way to make it look like we did it. And, you know, but we didn't do it. So we was trying out different ways and stuff like that. And then we found a way, and then we did that way. And then the guy... But the director didn't know that we was doing this.
Okay.
So he went back. He started looking at the footage. And he's very like...
Particular.
Particular. He's very, like, detailed to what he puts out. So he's looking at it, and he legit watches all his footage in slow motion. Because there could be something that he doesn't like. You know, yep, he can miss something. It, yeah. So he's like, that didn't connect. He's like, wait, hold on. The lips didn't connect. Then he hit me back up. He was like, listen, you guys really, like, you guys
have to come back. You think, and you gonna do this kiss?
He looked at me, he's like, you think he was slick?
Yeah.
Guess again, Marasoka. You came back on this plane, too.
Yeah, then we did it. It honestly, like, it wasn't like, it's more of like a mind thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's more of like a mind thing. It's not more of like, if you imagine like a female, you could do it. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, like normal. Like, it's not crazy. It's not like nothing.
No, but it's also like, your profession. Like, yeah. I don't think that people will look at it and be like, oh my God, like start questioning you and your sexuality. Like, yeah. You are doing a job. Like, and if you're serious about your profession, you're going to do what you have what to you do for do. The role. Course, like, if you want it to be
people
believable.
People from the hood will judge you, though.
From the hood is always gonna stay in the hood.
Yeah, they're always gonna.
I'm just saying, but there are, you know, you're gonna have to deal with.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The good and the bad. There's
but that's part
people
of the
who understand.
That's part of the profession. I mean, real actors.
They do that stuff.
They do that.
They do that.
There are people who play in sitcoms and movies as
completely
homosexual characters all the way through.
Yeah.
Being completely straight, so it's honorable.
I mean, you had Adam Sandler do a gay scene. Well, gay kiss. I forgot his name.
That guy, I pronounced it
Rob Schneider.
Larry.
No.
Was it that time that they had the movie where they like got
I pronounced it,
and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Oh, Chuck and Larry.
Yeah, Chuck and Larry.
Yeah that movie.
Kevin
Will Smith.
James, right?
Yes, yeah. Kevin James.
Will Smith had a scene that he had like a kiss that, dude. So, I mean, I don't look at it in a bad way, you know.
It's work, man. It's acting.
Those people that even look at it that way.
Yeah,
for sure.
Would you do TV?
Yeah,
I wanted to ask you something else, but it didn't come out, so I just
she's like TV. That's it.
Yeah, TV. I'd rather do TV than movies. Honestly,
I why? Like. What's I like the difference? The,
movies. For you? Movies. You'll go and you'll do like you film depending on how long the movie is. Like you'll go and you'll film for like 3 months. You know what I'm saying? After that movie's done, you know, if the movie does bad, they're not making a part two. But everything's TV now.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything's like...
Hulu, Netflix.
Hulu, Netflix. So once you get in one of those series, it's like constant. Like imagine you working on like Law & Order, like as like the girl. She has consistent work forever.
Yeah.
Like, there's like 12 seasons of Law & Order.
The like, bag is always consistent.
The bag's always there. It's just coming, you know what I mean? Movies is just like you do it. All right, you have to go do something else, and you do it. All right, you do something else.
I mean, but you got your fair share of movies that have Fast and Furious, for example, man.
But that's like a lottery,
eight movies.
But the thing that gets crazy about TV, and I don't know, like, I mean, you're the professional here, is that once you're in a role, people will always see you in that role. Like, imagine being in Friends that went on for so long. It's kind of like you don't really see those characters doing other roles now because they're
just always Rachel.
Yeah, you know, like eventually you do see them do other roles and you get used to it. But I think that's the good thing about movies. You can always be something new, but in a sitcom you kinda are stuck in the same character. I mean you still grow, of course, but
yeah.
You can say the same thing for movies. So I mean look at
Twilight.
Look at the guy from Harry Potter. See him
that's
in
true.
I
Hermione.
See him yeah.
Wait, which one?
I mean, those are movies that
like,
I'm
yeah.
He's cool.
Daniel
Radcliffe.
He's dope. Daniel Radcliffe. But still, you saw him. He did a movie shortly after the Harry Potter series finished.
It was like something on a train where it was like
making fun of him.
Yeah, they were making fun of him. Like, man, my man, you're Harry Potter.
And Hermione went to Brown University here in Providence.
Yeah, she did.
And she had to leave because people kept calling her Hermione.
They were probably doing that spell Wingardium Leviosa.
Exactly.
Every time they saw her,
it's Leviosa, and she was like, "Okay,
all right, I'm done."
Harry Potter fan.
So Brian, I gotta ask you, man, because
what's up, bro?
I've known you for a little bit. I remember we did the Sweet 15 together way back.
Yeah, throwback.
And I still followed you like on Facebook. You know, I think I still have you as my friend there. And correct me if I'm wrong.
Dang, bro.
But I always,
dang, bro?
Yeah.
Damn,
correct
me.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Shady, bro. Shady.
I remember you posting a status about the purge. Were you an extra or you were looking for people to extra in that?
I was an extra.
You were in the were there. Tell me how the election, the one that they filmed here. Tell me how that was, knowing that you were in your
state. That's so intense.
Yeah, how was that? Especially that's a horror film too.
Yeah,
where was that filmed?
That was filmed in Woonsocket,
downtown. Yep. In the Brown area.
That's cool. I was all asking him, and
he's right.
You know, he answered that like,
yeah. "All right, so he was watching." He was like,
"You'll have your own interview one day, Benz. Calm down."
The thing is
okay?
that I work downtown, so
you
know what I mean. They had to close streets down to get scenes done, and they was doing it like at 6 a.m.
Oh yeah,
7 real early where it was still, you know,
light traffic.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
you,
the only reason why I know.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
So tell us how that experience
Please
was.
Tell us about
that. Yeah, the experience it was. I'm beyond sure it was all right.
Really?
Like, extra, I hate with a passion.
How does that work though?
Extra work is so like it's just boring. Oh. It's so boring. Like you have to do it. Something like you have to do if you want to get into it. Like it's just good to get yourself in there because you never know what's gonna happen. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you could put on
Tyler,
your resume.
Yeah, Tyler Perry, he'd be like promoting his extras all the time. Like, oh, you say this, especially like Steven Spielberg. He's like that too. He's like, no, you're gonna say this. You're gonna move here. You're gonna say this. You're gonna say this. You're gonna say this. So now you end up being like you get a role. You know what I mean? So like sometimes things like that happen, which is very minimal. It doesn't happen all the time. But
right.
You got to go to like those certain directors that do that, which is Steven Spielberg, Tyler Perry, and stuff like that. Yeah, so basically it's just like you walking here, walking there, picking that up, bringing it back here, and they yell cut, and you just keep doing that. That's all extra work.
So is that what you did in the movie?
That's what I did. I had the gun. I walked this way, and I
now
walked
I
that way, and cut. That was it.
My God.
Now I gotta look for you in the movie. You gotta
tell you can find me.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. You can see me. Like,
your
if you.
Face?
Yeah. Or you, clear. Like, clear as day. Like,
yeah?
If you're watching a movie right now, but you have to be like. Into, like, you have to watch. You can't, like, be on your phone. Like you watch it, there's gonna be a scene where it shows me. Boom, boom. And then there's another scene where you see me walking by. Like, clear, like. Cameras like this is just like this, and you see me walk this way, and I walk back that way.
That's intense. Did you ever get to interact with like the other actors on that movie?
Yeah, Frank Grillo. I wish they had it. He like gave me like a head nod. I was suit, low key. I was like, what's up?
Did you get a picture with him at least, man?
Nah,
come on,
you can't do that.
No,
yeah, nah. He's great though. He has like a different type of like on set feel. He's very like. Before they yell action, he's like shadow boxing. He's like fighting. Even if it's not a fighting scene, he's fighting. He's like shadow boxing, what? Kicking. He's just like he's just energetic. He's jumping. He's like, and then action, and he walks. Boom, like split. Like, if you don't say action at the moment, he'll be like this. And then as soon as you saw action, he stops, and then he goes right into character. He starts walking. It's like, it was dope to see. The other one, I forgot the other one, the darker one, the one that, you seen the movie?
Yeah, I seen the movie.
The one that I think he dies. He's in the first one.
Yeah, the is the black the black one. Yeah, the one that owns the market?
No.
Or is it all the head
one from the first one?
The one that gets I know he's talking about the one that he dies at the end. He gets shot up. Yeah. Yep.
He's cool. He's very interactive. I mean, they're both very interactive. He was talking about an app. Someone in him was talking about like an app that the guy wanted to release, and he was looking at it. He's cool. He's man. He's very talkative. Same thing as Frank Grillo. He's very talkative. He just does that boxing stuff. That's what stood out to me. Like, it was like, that's interesting. I wonder why he does that. And, but like, that's what he talks about. Like, all he was talking about was like fighting. Like, he loves fighting. Like, he's a fighter. He said a story where, he actually said in an interview where he like, he like punched some guy in the face. Before he was famous, like he was getting on the bus, the city bus, and the guy was, you know, yapping off, and he was just like, you know what, boom, he just banged him.
Yeah?
Like, yeah, he's crazy. Watch the interview, bro. It's pretty. He said that same story. I can't remember from like what exactly he said. I don't want to mess up his words, but watch the interview. He said that same story that, you know, that day. I was like, gosh, this dude's crazy, man. I was like, I would never mess with this dude. This dude's a real life fighter, bro.
How do you feel about when you see celebrities like losing their mind, like being mentally ill and falling into addictions and or killing themselves? How do you feel about that going into this?
I never really thought of that, honestly. It makes me sad, you know, like Heath Ledger, you know, he's gone too soon.
Robin Williams,
you know, like people like the icons, like it's like, dang, like
Brittany Murphy. You know, I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah, it's more of like, like, why, you know, like what made you do that? Like, there has to be something deep down, like that really like bothers them, or there's something that they're going through, you know, that really tears them down. I don't think it has really nothing to do with acting. I think it has something to do with their personal life, really.
Do you think it has something to do with the industry?
I think industry could play a part, but not so big. I think it's more of them, you know, because there's people that have been through it all, you know, like, and they're fine. So what is it that, you know, hurts you more than them? It has to be something that only they know. There's no something that they know, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think of what's going on right now with the whole problems with Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey? I don't know if you've been catching up on that, all those allegations.
Nah, man, I don't catch up on
that. You don't know what's going on?
I heard. I think it's Kevin Spacey. I think
we'll
he came out
in real quick.
Homo or something like that.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey allegedly, I don't know how to even put this in terms, but he allegedly had a 14-year-old boy back in like 1986, brought him into his room and tried to like touch him. And they dropped his show on Netflix, House of Cards.
They dropped it?
Yeah, they dropped it. And the next season will be the last season of that show.
And they took him off immediately.
And they took him off the show as well, too. Wow. And on top of that,
was it guilty? Did he plead guilty?
You know what? The weird thing he says is that if it did happen, I apologize. And then he used that to justify that he's gay, that he came out like that. And then after that, like 8 more people came out, allegedly said that he's been like that. And Harvey Weinstein, he's like a huge guy in Hollywood. He's been accused of like touching people and this whole casting couch type of industry, I guess you can.
And then, what is casting couch? What is that? What does that mean?
It's like where they like it probably interview you, or like you know, they cast you for like a role and be like, all right, this is the script, but you can't get the script right away. You gotta like slap on my
and then you see what happened with
things like that.
Pretty much,
yeah. Same thing, Cosby. I honestly think. Dang, bro.
I'm telling you, man. If you're acting, watch out for the cues.
You get called into a casting call.
I know, right?
Hey, what's up, man? You know, you can have this role if you show me what that mouth do.
That's an automatic X, bro. Nah.
You say this mouth only reads scripts, okay? And then you leave.
That's how they call a lot of people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Some people were willing to trade in stuff like that for the cash.
Man, you just gotta know your worth, man. Like, you gotta know you.
Let me play devil's advocate real quick.
All right, Robin. Yeah.
So, you know, clearly you're saying that you wouldn't do that. Yeah. You're not slapping a knob for a role. What if a woman did it, would you speak out or would you act on it?
If a woman asked me to do something like that? I still wouldn't. It's just your
your morals.
It's like your dignity. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know how to say that word right. How do you say it?
Dignity.
Yeah. So like, it's more of that. It's just like this. Nothing's kept in secret. So like, this is gonna come out eventually. So it's like, no. Like, I'm not. I'd rather like go through more 30 auditions to get the role than me sit here and just get a dream role. Like, nah, I'm good.
Because then you'll never know if you like really deserved it or you know, or you just got it because of the situation. Like, did you have the skill to really get this role? Mm-hmm. Or
what if she like plays you? What if she just does that and then she's just like, nah. You're not getting this
right. Your act is not
even
good enough.
Right, like,
no, so it's like,
neither is that mouth.
That's a little spicy.
Like, but thanks for
that'll
the
get
lip
a little
service.
Spicy. You know, tables get turned right there.
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
but with those allegations, what ends up happening is like a lot of these actors are young too. So they're like desperate to get into the. Yeah. I want to say that. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. They're not desperate, but they're more like scared to say anything because a person of that power can ruin their lives.
Really, yeah, mm-hmm. Most stuff.
That's crazy.
How many auditions would you say you've done up to this point?
Up to this point, I've done a lot.
You want to just stick to 2017 then?
20-
oh, yeah, true.
I mean, New England's really not like a very...
it's not popping.
No, not, it's not popping. It definitely has its seasons, you know? I wouldn't say it's not popping. I'll say it's not on the A list. It's not an A list state. It's not a B list state. It's more of like the C, D list state. So we have things that come, you know, but it's, you know, once in a while. So that's things that I try to catch. So audition, I think I've been on like probably like 15, I'll say.
This year?
10 to 15. No, just overall. In general, yeah.
When did you start taking acting serious?
My friend's uncle, he's a director. He's from Los Angeles, so he was like, "Listen, I got this uncle. You know, he's a director. He's doing this short film called Bon Vita School. You guys know what a short film is?
Mm-hmm.
All right, sorry. Because some people they'll think like a short film is like a freaking movie, like a whole lot.
Yeah,
of
movie.
Like, no. Nah, it's probably like 15, 10 minutes, maybe even less sometimes. He's like, we're doing short films, and he's doing a short film, blah, 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 and he's looking for an actor. He couldn't find an actor out there in L.A., and he's looking for somebody. So I'm like, all right, you know, let me try it out. I'll send my headshot, and I sent some hood headshot. Terrible headshot.
With the hoodie, with the hoodie and all. Right?
Hood headshot, bro. And then I had a resume, but it didn't have nothing on it. It was just dancing, like, more of like a biography more. Mm-hmm. And sent it to him, and then I didn't hear back from him for like 3 months, like mad long. I'm like, I definitely didn't get this shit. And then he hits me up.
It was the thug shots.
Yeah, he was like, man, this dude ain't serious. Cause he's meeting up with like, you know, people that really do this in LA, and I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why he didn't pick them. And he hit me back. He was like, can you come to Boston? I think it was like 3 days from that day. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll go out there. And then I drove out there, and I sat there. I was mad nervous. I sat down. He looked at me. I looked at him. I'm like, what are we going to talk about? You know, I'm just sitting there. You know, directors, they're not like, they're normal people, but they're very artists. So they're very observant. Like, they're super observant. So they're just, you know, they're looking at you. They're looking at your face. They're looking at, you know, what is unique about you. You know, that's what they look for. They're, you know, looking at something that stands out. And he's looking at me, and I'm just looking at him, you know, and he's looking at me, and he's on his computer. Then he turns it, and he's like, we're going to read. I'm like, we're going to what? He's like, we're going to read. I'm like, what does that mean? And he's like, we're going to read for this role. I'm like, all right. So I never done, you know, I never act ever. So I'm like, all right. And then, what was it? It was something like, oh, it's in my head. It's, what is it? He comes out, boom. Yeah, bro, you're still not dressed? No, it wasn't that. It was, What was it? It was like, yo, you're still not ready for school? And he's like, come on, blah, blah, blah. And then he asked me to use his phone. I'm like, come on, when are you going to get yours? And then he takes the phone. And then, yeah, I give him the phone, and then his dad yells out. And I'm just like, man, your dad's always on your ass, bro. And then, but obviously it was in more of the character right. way. And I'm saying those lines, and I'm just like mad hood, like, yo, B, when you gonna get your phone, son?
Oh, wow.
My nigga, when are you gonna get your phone, bro? And he's like, nah, don't do that. I'm like, all right. So he's like, say it like this, blah, blah, blah. And he's, you know, he's telling me, and I'm just like, okay. So I start saying it like that. And then he's just like, he's like, you got the role. I'm like, all right, word. And then he was like, all right, so I'm sending you the whole script, and I want you to have a Boston accent. And I'm like, a Boston accent? He was like, yeah. I'm like, oof. I'm going to keep it 100 with you, man. I don't know if I could do a Boston accent. Like, that's not my forte.
That's your mistake. Never, ever do that again.
I am.
Don't do that again. You just go and you learn it.
The Boston accent is not that crazy, is it?
It's not that it's crazy or hard to do. It's just it's very respected in Boston. So if you don't do that right.
Yeah. You remember when Ted came out? Is that what it's called? Ted? The little bear?
Yeah.
And what's his name was doing the Boston accent? The Boston. Them Boston people was upset.
But you know what's crazy?
You're talking about Mark Wahlberg? He's from Boston.
He's from Boston.
Yeah, but it was terrible.
Really?
He's from Boston, but he doesn't have a Boston accent in like real life.
For real?
Really? I thought he did.
Nah.
I feel like he's
upset.
Mark Wahlberg in every movie.
He was like OD'ing with the Boston.
He's like the same guy in every movie, I feel like.
It's weird, isn't it?
Pretty much. Except for Daddy's Home.
Mm. Oh, that movie's funny. Yeah. And I think Kevin Spacey's in that movie too now.
Oh, he was.
He's like, there you go.
Wait, so did you get the Boston accent down?
No. So, like, I was like, actually, I lied. Did I try to get the Boston accent when he said that after? Did I say yeah? And then I went home and I was like, yo, how do I do that?
Weird words. So he hit that wicked vibe.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, cool. We left, and I'm just like, and I'm like, cause she doesn't have a Boston accent, but she's Italian, right, so she has like a little small accent. And then I got on set, and I was like, listen, bro, like the Boston, like I couldn't do it. He was like, it's all right, don't worry about it. You know, it wasn't something that was major. It's something that, you know, he kind of wanted. And then, you know, I just started filming. That was my first time ever talking, like, ever. Like, I was nervous. Like, you could watch that film right now. I look at it, I was like, dang. Like, I wasn't, like, bad, but I was like, I'm mumble because I was getting through it worse. So I'd be like, bloom, like, that's what it sounds like. It's like, bloom, last word. You know what I mean? So it sounds like I'm mumbling because I'm talking so fast because I'm nervous. And that's another thing I learned also. It was like, you know, slow down. Sometimes, like, you just could just pace yourself. And, yeah, so that's what happened. So if you watch it, I'm, like, rushing, like, all my lines.
I know. Where is it? Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, it's called Bon Vita School.
We're gonna assess the situation tonight.
I'm on it. Yeah, watch it. It's pretty good.
You're just losing all your questions over here.
She's getting nervous. So
I know. Because she's
actor in the room.
I know.
It happens. Starstruck over here.
No, I was going to ask you. You know what? Somebody else go. I'll think of it.
No, go ahead, Virginia. You got it.
How do you deal with rejection? Because I know in this profession, you have to like deal with a lot of rejection because you're not going to get every single role. But like, how do you deal with that? Like, what have there been roles that you really wanted that you haven't gotten?
Yeah. So there was a role. There was two roles I wanted. It was one of the roles is they're filming now or they just finished filming. It's a film with fuck, what's her name? It's something King. She's an actress. So what is it?
Regina King?
No, it wasn't Regina King. It's shorter. Her name's shorter than that. She's light. If you see her, you'll be like, I've seen her in movies. King. Look up actress King. I gotta get her name.
King. I feel like I would know who that is because King is such a...
Okay, so continue on.
What were you saying about her?
Her role, there's a role called Kaya. And... I auditioned for the role. Yeah, right. Mad Kings came out, bro. I auditioned for the role, and I put, like, time into it. I was like, listen, I need this role. So I'm, like, going rehearsing, you know. And it's hard to do things like that because then you have to do the same thing, make the backstory, do all that. So you're doing all this work to get in this room for not even 30 seconds.
What does it say?
What is it? Joey King. That's her name, Joey King.
Oh, I still don't know who it is.
What movie was she in?
She was in the movie
with
Selena Gomez, Ramona, and
Beezus. But she's much older now, right?
Yeah, she's older.
She was in the new Independence Day.
That movie, yep. So it was her. She was starring in the movie. Huh? So I auditioned for Raw, and I did all that work, and I went in there, and then I performed, and then she looked at me. She, it's crazy. She looked at me. She said,
"No way."
No, she said no straight to my face. I'm like, "Fuck it." Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I walked, but I like that. You know, I like getting no and then just waiting and just like, did I get the role? Did I not get the role?
Did you cry?
No. I was like a little like, dang. I was like,
one thug tear with the thug shot.
I mean, what were they saying to people that got callbacks? Like, yes.
I mean, she just didn't like it. I guess I just didn't have the look, you know? Sometimes I learned like auditioning and just filming in general. Sometimes it's not even your acting. Sometimes it's just the way you look.
Yeah.
They're not looking for, maybe she's looking for someone that's white, you know? Maybe she's looking for someone that's Asian. Like, I don't know technically what she's looking for. And that's her. You know, I just
go. But do they post that in the audition? Like, we're looking for a male?
Sometimes they'll be, like, looking for African male. But then at the same time, maybe they're looking for a lighter African male. Maybe they're looking for a darker African male. So they're not very specific or what they're looking for.
Speaking of race, how do you... Go ahead.
Yeah.
You want to finish?
Oh, no. And then the second audition... I'm sorry. The second audition, it was for the new edition. New edition that just came out.
Whoa.
Yeah. I auditioned for...
Can you sing?
Nah.
You auditioned for like one of them?
One of them.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
It was...
Whoa. That would have been...
The one that...
We know.
Yep. How you know?
I can see it. It's the skin
tone.
Yeah.
It was the... I can't remember his name. What's his name?
In real life?
Yeah. Wasn't
Hakeem.
It?
Who cares?
Yeah. We're on the plane. Hakeem played. Yeah. I auditioned for his role. And then they was like... You know, I danced. But the thing is like... I got very it was one of like my first couple auditions also, because I only been acting for like 2 years, like officially 2 years. So I went in there and, you know, I see them doing the old school dancing and shit. I'm like, should I do the old school? Should I do the new school? I'm not a very, very good old school
dancer.
Don't
tell me you Milly rocked.
He probably hit the jerk on that. Yeah.
They were like,
Yeah, so I went and I did, you know, the old school stuff, and I performed. That's all I really did. I didn't do a monologue, which I messed up on. I should have did a monologue. And so I really danced, and that was really it. But obviously I didn't get the call back.
And they gave you that look too. They were like,
oh no, he can't sing either.
Nah, I couldn't. But the thing is, Hakeem can't sing either.
Yeah, that's what I
was gonna say. They weren't really singing.
Yeah.
Nah, no, the one that was officially singing was Wolf, and the main one, the short one. His name's Ali G or something like that. Mm-hmm. He's a short one.
He sings in real life also.
Yeah, he's super talented.
I was going to ask you earlier, what are you doing besides acting and dancing? Do you work? Do you go to school?
I mean, I do like valet parking, but that's really that's just so like for extra. I do that like 2 days a week.
So no school. Is this a no go for you? It's not for you. Mm-mm. So Swiss Beats just graduated from Harvard University.
He hasn't graduated yet.
Well, he will be. He's anticipating. He's gonna go. We're speaking into existence, right? Would you go back to school after you become successful?
Maybe. I'm not. I wasn't really like a good school person. Like, I was a legit type of kid to like be doing something like else. Like, I'd probably be like dancing in the corner, getting in trouble, or like, you know, back in the day. How old are you? Let me ask you.
26.
So if I was like a, you know, if I was like in sixth grade, you was like what, like around 10th grade, right? Like 10th, 11th grade?
I'm 5 years older than you, so yeah.
So when I was like in middle school, you know, it was a time where people used to,
Well, you and Christina be besties, because she does that all the time. Hey,
yeah, that was that time. So, you know, we used to just be in a corner dancing. I was never like, you know, into school. I like, if say I got in trouble, I'll sit down. You know, you ever been like in focus? Remember in middle school, it was like focus.
Oh, so
like,
I was just talking suspension. About focus the other day. That's crazy.
I lived in focus. Yeah.
Okay, like bands.
Ruben, back
so
again.
I never did work. I used to draw. I used to try to draw stick figures and all that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I was just never in school. But I think once you get, because I'm sure Swiss Beats wasn't like a great school person either. I think once you get in a metal, certain level of maturity and just like business wise. And, you know, he's not only trying to make beats, he's trying to be like own something and stuff like that. You definitely, you know, you grow that mentality of like, all right, let me go to school for a little bit and learn.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Juanita Sanchez.
Juanita Sanchez. Okay. Yeah. What I was going to ask you about race earlier was, do you think that your last name or being Latino will you know,
probably affect if you get affect what type of roles you get or how people perceive you.
Nah, I don't think so.
Like, would you change your name? Would you sell out?
Nah, nah.
Change the Z to the S.
if I change my name, I'll probably end up changing it to like my dad's last name, you know, Vares.
Okay.
Just because, like, when you go, this is what I heard. I don't know if this is 100% true. When you go into the union for acting, you, and there's someone with the same name as you, you have to kind of change it up a little bit. So you see how, like, I'm sure Michael B. Jordan, he went in with Michael Jordan, but they was like, listen, Michael Jordan.
Already on Michael Jordan. Yeah,
so you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to either use a different last name or you're going to have to add something. That's where you added the B. Mm. You know, I would either add the Brian J. Fernandez, because I go on IMDb and I see like a whole bunch of Brian Fernandez. So it's like, I either change it to Brian J. Fernandez or I have to change it to Brian Vares. And honestly, with the race thing, I think, I'm going to be 100, I think Black is like the thing right now. Being like what we are right now is the thing. Like with everything that's going on, like if you watch movies, what are they making movies about? Detroit. What is it about? You know,
Thurgood Marshall.
You know what I mean? Get Out, stuff like that. So like, and I was having a conversation with my boy. He's a great actor. He's been in like in a lot of films and stuff. His name's Adam. He was like, listen, I can't get roles. I was like, why not? He's like, the first thing he says, like, I'm not racist. He was like, but it's because I'm not Black. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, look at all these movies they're making. Everything's Black now. Black is like the thing. It's like a style now.
It's a culture vulture.
You know what I mean? So he's just like, right now, he's only getting like little things. But if he was, you know, if he was Black, he'll be, he'll be like, you know.
Getting a whole bunch of roles, yeah.
Getting a whole bunch of roles. And honestly, that's great. I love it.
It is about time. Culture,
you know, absolutely.
I mean, but you could fit into those roles as well.
Yeah.
But he's Black.
You lie. Put like Brian Williams, Brian Johnson.
I got a question.
What's up, bro?
Would you venture out to like Spanish movies, like all in Spanish or like Spanish?
Do you speak Spanish?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fluently?
For the culture.
Not fluently. Okay. I could hold a conversation for a very long time.
Okay.
But it's not. You hear my English sometimes jumping in.
Okay.
Stuff like that. But.
So you would go do like a telenovela or something like in that realm?
Yeah, I'll try. Yeah. I'll have to take like Spanish lessons for, you know, so it could be very fluent, just come out natural. But yeah, it's something.
Definitely. Are you taking acting classes right now?
Mm-mm.
So you just going?
I'm just going. Yeah, I want to take I want to take more of a theater, not very like going on stage, more of like the techniques that theaters use.
Smart.
And yeah, and it's good when you go from acting to theater, then theater to acting, because acting has a lot of more rules. You know, like there's people that come into act, like I'm sorry, not acting, to come into film. I meant film. It's better to go from film to theater than theater to film. Mm-hmm. Because there's more rules in film. Acting, you're just, theater, you're just, keep going. You mess up, you keep going.
It's live.
You know what I mean? It's live. Like, something drops, you have to keep going. Like, God forbid, like, someone has a heart attack, you know what I mean? You have to keep going. So, film, it's very more like, more rules. You have to walk here, stop here. Dialogue. Walk here, stop here. Dialogue. That's just an example. It don't have to be technically like that, but it's more of a stop
because
here.
Because of the editing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Look here. Look at completely nothing and say your lines and act like someone's there. You know what I mean? So, but the thing of theater, that they have a lot of good techniques, like using, you know, talking from more of your diaphragm, if I'm saying it right.
And articulating.
Yeah, articulated, talking more, like louder. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like enunciate their words more. The words are very clearer. So, yeah, that's something I want to do. So I want to go in there to do that.
Last question. Gonzo, yes. What's going to happen with that? When can we see it?
So Gonzo actually got picked up by I don't know the exact. It's like K-W-E-L-I TV. So it's kind of like a Netflix. It's like Quibi, something like that.
It's an app, right?
It's like
a television app.
Okay. Yeah, it's like Netflix.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's like Netflix. So it got picked up. I don't know. the details on it. All I know is it's officially picked up. It's gonna have a release date. So
that's dope.
Sweet, yeah, man.
It's cool.
Audience. Yeah. Well, Brian, thank you so much for coming through.
Wait.
Oh, wait. No.
No. Since, what's your nationality?
I'm Dominican.
Dominican. What do you feel about Cardi B right now?
What?
Cardi B.
Yes, I need to know.
Okay. I'm not mad at it.
I like
Do you think
it,
she's
man.
A good representation for Dominicans? Do you think she fits into the mold?
I think she's like crazy like a Dominican. Like I think Dominicans are really wild, but I don't know. Like I like it. I like what she's doing. I like you know, that she came from like being a stripper and, you know, coming to doing something great. I like that. But I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Cardi. You know,
so
like,
you're
you won't
saying
me,
you're
like,
gonna represent us? Is that what you're saying?
What he's trying to say,
he's gonna try his best.
What he's really trying to say, he's gonna represent the Dominicans better than her.
The Dominicans and Rhode Island.
I mean, she's doing good.
And the blacks.
Is she Dominican
and
Puerto Rican?
She's Dominican and Trinidad.
In Trinidad,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So okay, now see that makes sense. Now I know why she does like that.
Yeah.
So I mean, Dominicans are crazy, man. So I think she's doing all right.
I guess she's been bold.
So we're gonna hold you to that. We'll give you. You say you've been acting for 2 years. We'll give you 8 years.
Give me less.
We'll give
less.
Say no more.
So we'll give you. We'll give you five.
Nah, give me.
Oh, less than that.
Give him three. Give him three.
All right, three it is.
I want three.
Okay,
3 years.
We're gonna check back in 3 years.
3 years to be like in like something major.
Okay.
To be a star, I should like star. It takes
forever.
Where can the people find?
Yeah, really quick.
Your social
media. Let them know. Tell them where to follow you.
On Instagram, you can find me at boy2times, BOY2times. That's all I really use. And thank you for having me. Seriously.
Yo,
I've
shout
been
out to
hearing out since forever. I was like, listen, you got to get me on the show.
Yeah, shout out one more time. Shout out one more time for Brian Fernandez.
Gracias. That might be Brian Varys.
Brian. That was a telenovela, just in case. Yeah.
Rico Suave.
Well, thank you very much for coming through, man.
Thank you for having me.
Christina, you're not gonna.
I got nothing today.
That's it? You're just stumped today.
You're off today.
I know. She's off her game. Yeah. She's starstruck. She's starstruck because of you.
I know. Starstruck. It be happening.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming, man.
3 years.
3 years. We're going to check back with you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. That is a wrap for Spark Up PVD. We'll catch y'all next week. Suéltalo.